يا سريع الرضا.
The dua of Kumail is a supplication of Irfan. It's a supplication of gnosis, getting closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the interesting thing about this dua is you can read this dua your entire life. And every time you read it, if we concentrate and we concentrate on it and pay attention to it, you would find something you didn't notice. And if you sit there and you ponder on it, you would find something that could change your life. You could find something that could change your perception about who you are. We could find something that could change our perception about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We could find something that would change our perception about the whole world. Now, we've heard this many times, and we listen to the supplication, this dua, week after week after week after week, and it becomes tends to become redundant. And the words tend to become the same words that we repeat and we repeat, and sometimes it's very difficult to just sit down and take that one paragraph of the dua and just ask ourselves, what is it that we're saying to God? What is it that we mean when we're saying this to God? Everything in here is about changing ourselves. Now, if I go and I try to actually change someone, and I tell someone, brother, you know, you shouldn't do this, the first reaction we would get is probably, who is he to change me? But Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this dua, over and over and over again, if you just observe it, just small things about it, he keeps asking Allah, Allah, change me. Allah, please change me. No, Allah, I'm begging you, change me. I'm deficient. Change me, fix me, alter me. Make me into something beautiful. The whole society might think that I'm normal, but I really know myself inside. Please change me. You know myself. وَاجْعَلْنِي مِنْ أَحْسَنِ عَبِيدِكَ نَصِيبًا عِنْدَكَ. Oh Allah, make me. Make me from your best abid. Make me from your best servants. Don't make me a servant. Make me from amongst your best servants. Why make me? Because I can't. I just can't do it. I know I can't do it. So I need you to make me a servant and the best servant close to you. Now, all of this is not meant to just, when we read it, to put us down and say, oh, I'm horrible, I'm horrible, I'm horrible. What it is to make us realize how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Why this concept of make me? If we look in our lives, how many times in our lives have we tried to do something and we've said to ourselves, we tried to adopt a good habit, we tried to change something in our life, we tried to do something and we just can't. Although we say, you know what, next week I'm going to start doing this. It can be something as simple as waking up. It can be something as simple as not sleeping. It can be something as simple as not eating. Because human beings in general have very little strength in their willpower. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't, our willpower is nothing. And then he says, Ya Sari'a al-Ridha. This is a very beautiful sentence. Oh, the person who gets happy very fast. This concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming happy very quickly. It's a very interesting concept that Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking for spiritual treasures. And he's asking Allah, Allah, change me, change me, change me, change me, change me, change me, change me. But notice how the Imam ends off this dua. He doesn't say, oh God, change me. Okay, I'm done. I'll wait for God to change me. He says these words. He says, Ya Sari'a Ridha. The one who becomes pleased quickly. Becomes pleased quickly with what? With actions. With intentions. Many people, when they lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing that shaytan attacks is this hope. When a person is in turmoil, when a person is in trouble, when a person can't fix their life, they give up hope in even doing one thing towards God. Taking that first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan works in this way, he works backwards. And he works to the extent is when we lose our hope, we begin to think that that one thing that we do will not help us. Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling us that Allah is pleased with even one thing. If we do that one thing, He will help us. He becomes pleased and He will extend to us.